I'd like to get things started, so let's do welcome and introductions. Which one among us has a roll of members that Candy would have to read off?
This is Zach. I can do that for you, Al.
Okay, Zach, then I would like to ask you to call the roll. We will start with board members, and then once we are clear to board members, we'll go to staff, and then once we're cleared through staff, we'll go to any members of the public who wish to identify themselves, and those of us who are on the board, please identify yourself and your affiliation. So, Zach, the floor is yours.
All right, so we're going to start with Chairman Alan Sylvester.
Al Sylvester is present, and I am with the State Labor Department and chair of the Advisory Board for Persons Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired.
Thank you. Eileen Akers.
I'm here as a board member.
Stephen Famiglietti. All right, Matt Fazzino.
Good morning, everyone. This is Matthew Fazzino, Equal Employment Opportunity Specialist, representing Commissioner Gifford from the Department of Social Services. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Andrea Giudice. Okay, Catherine Guzman. Oh, looks like we have someone who's joining us. Please bear with us. All right. Do we have Samuel Pride? No, Samuel. Do we have Elizabeth Rival? No, Elizabeth. Do we have Mary Silverberg? I believe Mary just joined. Mary, are you there?
Mary's here. Okay. Mary's here.
So we do have Mary.
Yeah, you're muted, Mary.
Yeah, I think she is.
So we're marking Mary as present. We can see her. Do we have Stephen Thal?
Stephen Thal is present, member of the board.
And finally, Randa Utter.
Yes, I'm present, and I'm a member of the board.
Thank you. So that makes six.
I'm one short for a quorum. Go ahead.
Sorry, gotcha. No, that's okay. We were saying the same thing. As far as staff members, if you could please identify yourself.
Lori Sandeman. Sorry, Chris.
That's okay. Chris Lassen, Adult Services.
I've got Chris, I've got Lori. Is there any other staff members attending other than myself?
Mary Burgard.
Thank you, Mary. And I want to identify myself, Zach Moore.
Morning, Zach. Cheryl Sepulak.
Thank you, Cheryl. Andrew, are you here? I believe
Andrew
I saw you.
Andrew Norton.
Thank you.
Andrew Norton is here. I'll be providing English to English translation today.
Do we have any other staff members who wish to identify themselves? Okay, Mr. Chairman, I believe that is it.
Someone named Latanya Major, staff member.
Latanya is our new administrative assistant.
Oh, very good. Well, welcome aboard, Latanya.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay. So, are any members of the public here who wish to identify themselves as such? Going twice. Going three times for any members of the public who wish to identify themselves. Hearing none, we'll carry on with the rest of the meeting. Let's start with work groups. And the first item on the agenda is going to be off to a difficult start, formation of the education work group, because one person I hoped would be here to lead the charge if she was willing is not present. So why don't we circle back to that item and go on to the next item, which is guidance for the technology work group. For this, let me give Randa the floor, and then we can proceed from what Randa has to say. Go ahead, Randa.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to interject very quickly. I apologize, Randa. We just had someone else join the meeting. So I'm just going to ask that who just joined the meeting please identify themselves.
Beth Rival.
Thank you, Beth.
Okay. We have a quorum. Thank you, Beth.
Okay. All right. So first, I would like to say that, Beth, I took your advice last time, and I did ask Steve Famigliati to join the work group with me for technology, and he did say yes. Unfortunately, he can't because a class that he teaches on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday during the spring and the fall through his work at Oak Hill. And it's, you know, people who are paying to have this class with him. So he's apologizes that he can't be here. But he and I have met over the phone probably three times now. And we met recently last week with Mary Burkhardt from VR. And we, you know, all agreed on some goals, which VR has some of these goals already, but similar to what we spoke about in the last meeting about trying to provide some additional tutorials, technology tutorials, or some people call them instructions, on the BESBE website for clients, for certainly for VR, and those are a little more targeted from what Mary says, and the state, the new state plan for VR does have that as a goal as well, to provide more tutorials. And so we also are trying to set up a phone meeting with Chris Lazin for adult services, since that's really a big one, although I understand that the new staff person for technology hasn't been hired yet, but we still like to talk to Steve about, I mean, Chris, about that and the goals for adult services. I'm not sure about whether we should meet with children's services or BEP, but that's something that you could suggest Al as well. So that's where we are right now.
Yeah, with regard to BEP, it's a unique class of PESBE clients. They're mostly entrepreneurs. They have their own businesses. So they may be less likely to come forward with their technology needs, or they may try to address them through the Committee of Blind Vendors. But
right.
I would suggest it's worth having a chat, at least with Tyrell, to see if there are any technology needs that the operators believe have not been met, or think that there's a possibility the agency could meet them if they were more aware of what's going on.
Okay. And Children's Services has a technology person, so maybe that is, would you think that's a good one to meet with as well? Or?
Yeah, I think it'd be a great idea if you could, you know, you get the work group together with that person and have them discuss what some of the needs would be for Children's Services in terms of technology, absolutely.
Right, and I will say, I'm retired, so it's easy for me to schedule meetings, but for the supervisors and for Steve Famigliati, time is, you know, limited, so you know, it takes a while to get together a date that everybody's available. So, oh, and I wanted to thank Zach very much. Zach provided a Teams link for us for the meeting with Mary, and that was very helpful because I have no idea how to do a conference call. Any sort. So I use Zoom and Teams only with you guys, but I don't know how to really start a meeting. So thank you, Zach.
Happy to help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Val, this is Cheryl. Just in terms of this work group and the others, including all the programs in conversations, I think would be helpful, especially if we get to recommendations and solutions, kind of lifting that to the 50,000 foot view, and rather than, you know, making recommendations or solutions that might apply to one program, kind of lifting up and seeing if solutions apply across the Bureau.
Yeah, I agree with that, but rather than supplanting the approach that the work group seems to be embracing, I would suggest that that would supplement the approach. So I think doing both is absolutely worthwhile. And mm-hmm. you know, that really is up to the work group which perspective they want to begin with and how they want to progress from one to another. So I think you make an excellent suggestion, Cheryl. And this committee is most certainly, this work group rather, certainly a good idea.
Yeah, I know. I think it sparks, especially for me anyway, with technology, because if, you know, I don't know, whatever, it was a software or some sort of system that everyone might find some sort of common use. Yes, to supplement, not supplant. So thank you.
We seem to have this common notion that technology has to involve computers and electronics, and I would just suggest that you know, things as simple as eyeglasses are also a form of technology. Pencils are technology. So I don't want us to limit ourselves to things like software fixes and, you know, the spiffiest and newest forms of communication. People might want to know how they gain access to things like telescopes that can be mounted onto a frame that they can use. So, you know, let's not limit ourselves to electronics while I'm in the chat.
No, that's great, Al. Thank you.
Well, and this is Randa again. And I keep in mind, and I think the other work groups probably have too, what you had said, Cheryl, early on about the limited staff, and they can only do so much at one time. And right now, there are, like for instance, in VR, they have two, I believe, technology people trying to hire two more, and adult services is trying to have to hire one. They have none, so there's only so much that we can provide goals, but there's only so much they can be expected to do in any. We should be aware of that too, as you had said, Cheryl.
Yeah, absolutely, Randa. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, this is Stephen. The suggestion I wanted to make, as far as the work group go, you can bring other people in. They don't have to be members of this board. If you find that someone in a company has very good knowledge that could help us, we can ask them to be on our committee. So, you know, keep a broad perspective about who should be on the committee, because this way this will broaden our knowledge and also keep us in touch with what's going on in the field of technology.
Good morning, it's Mary Silverberg. I was finally able to join on the phone.
Very good.
Just Steve. Yeah, for some reason we had mic problems, which I have never had ever on my computer, and I could not hear anything. Couldn't make it work. It insists I don't have a microphone and hook it up, which I do. So I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Anyway, I'm glad someone joined us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to take the opportunity
Sorry,
no, it's okay, since we paused. I believe Andrea Giudice may have joined us as well. Is that true? I had just seen her name pop up, so I wanted to take the opportunity to check. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Zach. Anything further on technology? The technology work group.
Good job, Randa.
Thank you.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, it's just such a broad, you know, subject.
I don't see her name.
It is, but I think you're doing a great job bringing in the right people to talk about it, and the more you talk about it, the closer you're going to come to solutions. And the thing that I think we are most interested in is finding people in those places who we hadn't reached before and who could really benefit from the use of technology. So thank you, Randa.
Oh, you're welcome.
Our next item is the 2023 large trip calendar. I'm going to give Steve Ball the floor on this one because thus far he's taken the lead on it and he's been the most vocal about making sure this is done, which to me is the most important topic. So, Steve, the floor is yours.
Good morning, everyone. Chris, can you tell us where we are with this situation with the calendar, whether we're going to have them or not?
Sure, Steve. Hang on one second. Yes, so we've been in touch with the print shop. They are ready to roll the presses. We are working now to find a designer because following the retirement of the longtime VAS design source person, after who's designed our calendar for the last 12 years or so, Lori and I are both engaged in looking for someone internally, or if we can't find anyone at ADS, we will contract with someone to do the layout of the calendar. But I've been in touch with the print shop. They have the all the materials on hand. We've ordered the envelopes for mailing the calendars, and we've got the addresses ready to roll. Zach may be able to correct me on this, but there are 700 plus names on the calendar mailing list at this point.
Yeah, that's correct. I believe it's somewhere around 750 at my last look.
Do we think we'll be able to get this done in November, by the middle of November or so?
I really, at this point, I'm not at all totally certain. The calendar does have last year's calendar does have a January page, a January 2023 page, and we certainly are, wanting to get that done as soon as possible. We had not really expected this wrinkle with Nina Ritson's inavailability, but we're working to get that done as quickly as we possibly can.
Can you bring your camera up a little bit?
There we go.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, time is running short on the calendar, so I share Steve's concern that that we are able to get this done on time. January buying us a little extra time is certainly a nice luxury to have, but I'm hopeful that we can get it out before the end of the year if that's at all possible.
Oh yeah, no, we do anticipate that.
Alright, thank you, Chris.
Anything further on the large print calendar?
Does anybody know of any designers that could help with this? Because they mentioned if they can't get it within the department, they may go for a contract. Does anybody have any people they know that could help design this? Because if you do, let Chris know. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Steve. All right, our next item on the agenda then. We have pending national legislation, House Bill 9021, Senate Bill 4998. Steve, can you provide us with some more information on that, please?
Basically, these bills, the AFB, American Foundation for the Blind, NFB, a number of organizations supporting blind folks, are trying to help push this legislation through. It basically is to have a third party take full responsibility for making sure that the websites are accessible. So whether you have a business, whether you're a state agency, a federal agency, any of the businesses, they want the third parties to assume responsibility for that. Now, does everybody have a copy of this legislation?
No.
Because I sent something to Andrew. Do you have it, Andrew? I think I sent you some time ago this legislation. Do you have it?
Let me look. I don't recall that, but my memory gets worse all the time. So I'm going to look and see. Please keep talking. It'll take me a moment.
Okay. If you don't, Beth Rival, Beth, do you know if the NFB has a copy they could send to us?
Probably. I will look it up.
Would you have it send it to Al or Zach so we can distribute it to everybody?
Yeah,
what
they find it.
Yeah, what they want is they would like all of us to call our legislative people in Washington. The two senators and five representatives and anybody else who think that would help and get them to be co-sponsors of this bill. It's not going to be part of the Americans with Disability Act. It's because there's little or no consistency in how websites need to be put up, and we've been having a lot of challenges with those that are using equipment to get into the websites, and especially some people have had some problems getting into my chart and all that kind of stuff. So I think.
Oh, you did send that to me. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Hey, Steve, you did send that to me, and the only excuse I can have for not having distributed it, you sent it to me at the beginning of the month. You sent it to me on a Sunday, and in my state computer, it's not a very good excuse. Never mind, I'm pulling it back. It's not a good excuse. But I sometimes miss things that come in the weekend. Not a good excuse. It's just what happened, but it's not excusable. I'm going to forward it now.
Okay, forward it to all the members. Take a look at it and make your calls, because this is a pretty important legislation. It gives you more details. And they also give you sample emails that you can write, but I think it's best if you put it in your own words, because sometimes some of the readers down here don't like to have the same emails from everybody.
They want it personal. Or give
right.
a call.
Or give a call. I've given a call to all of them, and they're aware of it.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, and the numbers are important, because if they get 20 people calling, or 30, it makes a difference that they got to pay attention.
Right.
But Steve, this is Eileen. Isn't there a consortium or where there are standards for accessibility?
Well,
the
problem is that some folks aren't taking care to do that, and this will put a little more teeth into it.
Right, but I can't think of the name, but there is a resource for third parties to see what the accessibility standards are, correct?
I haven't researched it. You may be correct on that.
Yeah, I've kind of fallen behind, but I can certainly look into that because I know someone for her company. She is responsible for accessibility, so she would be able to tell me. She would be able to answer my question, which I could pass along if people are interested.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. But I think it's important to read what we got here, 3 pages. And then, you know, then go together as a group.
Yeah, there's many different websites, and they're all personally controlled. I can't imagine one person would know if they're successful or not.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying somewhere I think there is a standardized recommendation for how to make websites accessible, and that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that'd be really helpful.
Yeah.
Private organizations and colleges, they don't all use them. They all use their own. Health industries. So that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, well, if they're obliged to develop and use a standard by federal statute, then that would certainly be helpful in moving this topic forward. Because people are falling behind because they don't have access to the interweb, and if there's no obligation for agencies other than public agencies, then only public agencies are going to have websites that are accessible.
Right.
Because we are such a small proportion of the population, we can't rely on the marketplace to help us with this because it's not there. And private actors rely on the marketplace. If they don't have the marketplace, then the only thing that's left is regulation to compel them to make things accessible to us.
Well, some of them do try. Like Blue Cross, the health organization, I know that they've tried to make it accessible to the blind. So it depends on their interest.
Right.
But we're going to be left on their list, some of the places.
Well, I would have a choice.
The faster you push and call your representative, the faster it's going to go through.
Right. I was at a training seminar yesterday because the state retirees are now going to a new insurance program called the Aetna. And I raised that issue. So are your websites accessible to people using specialized equipment? And the answer we got back at that time, she felt it was, but I'm going to follow up and call their IT department. Because I'd rather get this done before, instead of waiting till January and you got X number of people being transferred over.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this book will go a long way in clarifying some of these issues. And, you know, as Al said, with some ranks, it will hold them accountable, because right now there's so much on the websites that it's hard to keep up with it. So much information. And anyway, read the material and, you know, please respond, because it's time's of an essence.
Yeah. A couple weeks.
Oh. So when you called our legislators, did you speak with actual human beings, or was it a voicemail message?
Human beings.
Yeah, human beings.
Usually the receptionist or somebody that will give the message to your representative. Yes.
Okay.
Or a senator.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So they have aides answering the phone rather than just putting you in voicemail jail.
No, there's not.
Thank you.
There's not really a voicemail, not usually.
Okay.
Emails are good, so either way.
Okay. Great, thanks, Beth.
Al, this is Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Can I suggest with regard to our earlier topic, the technology work group? Randa has written to me, and I wanted to respond that I'd be available to meet with the technology work group, and I think I'm not sure exactly who's on that work group, but I imagine some of us are attending this meeting. Randa offered the Friday the 4th after 9. If 9:30 works for everyone, we can just get that on the agenda, and I can see that an invitation goes out to the members if I know who they are.
Well, it's really just me and Steve Fimagletti, and then, I mean, I don't know that the supervisor